This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, one of my favorites, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. He is Eric Hasseltine, joining me for the first time in Milwaukee, I believe, here on The Fan. What's up, Eric?
Sparky, what's up, man? I thought I was on your show once before.
Maybe. I think, maybe, yeah, not. You might have been, yes. All right, so let's get into the Memphis Grizzlies. I was texting with my producer when I fill in Memphis, our guy Connor, last night after the game, and he was pretty much saying that they need an exorcism of that stadium at this point because things are getting out of control. Bane now gets dinged up. Smart now dinged up. And the Grizzlies, yet again, looking like they're going to start to struggle with injuries, possibly.
It's why I really hope you wanted to talk about the Packers-Lions game.
We can get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to it.
As you know, I'm a huge Packers fan. There's a huge Green Bay Packers support group down here that one of my friends that owns a brewery and is from the Wisconsin area has watch parties every Packer game.
Nice.
So I attend whenever I can. Oh, they're great. They give out touchdown beers every time the Packers score a touchdown, and I had to host the Cowboys-Packers playoff game last year on that Sunday before we played on MLK Day. I may or may not have been struggling in the morning after that one. So a lot of touchdown beers that day. But no, it's crazy. I mean, I've been covering this team since they moved to Memphis in 2001. I've been on the call since, you know, 05 as the play-by-play guy, and I don't remember guys ever going down at this rate. It's wild. It's one of those things you can't explain. Marcus Smart's injury last night is not a chronic injury. It's an injury of you're running up the floor, your foot turns the wrong way, all of a sudden, you're out, and he's on the bench in street clothes. And then Desmond Bane takes a jumper and then comes out of the game and runs to the locker room. And we're like, what just happened? Like, there was nothing clear cut. So it's unfortunate after what these guys went through last year with, you know, 33 players on their roster and the most games in history ever lost to injury for a single team. You know, it's frustrating, and it's hard for the fans, and you feel like you're in a good spot, and then all of a sudden, bang, here you go. And you've lost two games to teams from the East that you feel like you should beat, that you feel like are not going to be part of that postseason picture in the East. However, anytime you feel anything in the NBA, you check that feeling, because these guys are pros. They didn't get the jerseys at a sale at Walmart and thought they looked good, so they just show up to a gym and get a run in. They're good players. And to be honest, I think there's just a factor of developing some chemistry with this group, because it's a new group. They're running a new system. And as I talked to some of the guys on the station you fill in today earlier, a couple of years ago when this defense was elite and they were at the top of the league, their first 20 games, they were not. It took them a minute to figure it out then, too. So they've always had that problem where they slow start defensively. They kind of catch their rhythm, they catch their chemistry, and they start becoming really good. And then obviously that feeds everything else. But With everything that happened last year, that was tough because you wanted to hit the ground running this year. And in the West, you can now afford to give up games to teams that aren't going to be part of the postseason picture, especially on your home floor.
Time with Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. That station we refer to, 92.9 ESPN. From time to time, I'll fill in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, and Eric will join me from time to time as a guest. Always have a lot of fun talking Grizzlies basketball. Ja Morant, right? Still explosive, still super fast, still can score with anybody. Here in Milwaukee, the Bucks go from Holiday to Lillard. And the number one issue last year was he can't defend anybody. He's killing them on defense and so forth. What about Ja Morant and his defense, or lack thereof defense? Does that ever get criticized in Memphis?
It has, and that's why, you know, five games in, he's had a much – well, he's only played in four. He took one off against the Bulls. But the other four games, he's made a concerted effort to really play defense. In fact, that concerted effort last night maybe lit a fire under Dennis Schroeder, who had a monster game with 31 points. But it was the first play of the game, and Ja dove in, poked the ball away. Schroeder thought he got fouled, stayed on the ground, yelled at the officials. Ja kind of chuckled, and, you know, I think maybe the Grizzlies got a little overconfident because the Nets were coming in on the time. But he's made a concerted effort. He said, I want to be better on that end of the floor. I know I can get a steal a game or average that. I should be getting one every game. I need to make sure I'm playing both sides of the game. And so we'll see if it plays out over an 82-game season. I always just go to this. Yes, Drew Holiday is an elite defender. That's why I was kind of taken aback. I mean, I guess Damian Lillard's a Hall of Famer. I get it. But when you have a guard that is that good defensively and a legit 6'3", 6'4", with a wingspan, that is a luxury because the point guard position is the hardest to guard in the league. You just can't keep these guys in front of you. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're a backup. I mean, for a handful of years, the Grizzlies had Tyus Jones, and he routinely, using a screen or even just off the dribble, got by guys, and it sets up your offense. And these guys play point guard because they're super talented. They've had the ball in their hands since they were children and have had that responsibility. So it's tough, and, you know, to put the onus on Ja to all of a sudden wake up and be this great defender, I think is a tad unfair, but you can be more disciplined, and I think he realized that. Rather than try to go for the highlight reel play a little bit more solid, play a little bit more, you know, physical on the defensive end, and then try to translate that into getting some steals, some turnovers, forcing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some bad looks that lead you to get out in the fast break. So he has said he's trying to work on that, and that's one of his goals, is to become better on that end of in that aspect of the game. And like I said, time will tell, but it's better so far, in my opinion, although last night didn't quite show that, and I don't think that was all on him. I think that's still a figuring it out. And the biggest problem this team has right now is a lot of these guys haven't played together, and defense is, a lot of it is chemistry and understanding what your teammate's going to do and knowing how to help them and how not to help them.
obviously, being here, it's Badger country, so we watch a lot of Big Ten basketball. Very happy to see Zach Edey get the heck out. However, I don't feel like there's a lot of people around here that believe Zach Edey will be much in the NBA. How has he looked so far?
Well, having watched that last Badger-Purdue game in my hotel room in Oklahoma City, and I remember, I'm like, is Wisconsin trying to, like, literally commit crimes without getting arrested right now?
Yes.
They were just beating him to death. And Zach was getting really frustrated. And look, I'll give the Badgers a ton of credit for that, because they kept going until the referees told them to stop, which is exactly what I would have done. I'm like, I'm going to keep hitting this guy until you tell me not to, because I can't match up with him at 7'4 and 300 pounds and try to outsize him. So now I'm going to try to out-physical, out-muscle him and try to make him feel me and play that tough brand of basketball that especially that program was known for so many years. I mean, we had a guy here that obviously Badger fans remember, and John Luehr, who I used to love chatting it up with him about what their practices were like, you know, with Bo Ryan and those great teams that they had. But I think he's got a place, and I'm not saying that because he's a Grizzly. He fits this team in that they need a big body to screen and roll. They don't need him to be Zach Edey, 25 points, 10 rebounds a night. Anybody that thinks he's going to come in the NBA and do that, I think maybe kidding themselves, because the game is just played differently. But I don't see why this guy can't go 12 points, 7, 8 rebounds, set big screens, block a couple shots a night, especially as it goes along. He's looked better each night. They're really managing his minutes, as they do with a lot of rookies. But, you know, they're going to be the naysayers that when he's averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds, they're going to go, see, told you he couldn't play. And you're going, yo, that's unfair, because any rookie scoring 10 points and nearly grabbing 10 rebounds is usually considered a pretty good rookie. You know, guys that lead the NBA in rookie scoring usually do it at about 16, 17 points a game, and their shooting percentage isn't there. Last night, I thought they missed an opportunity in terms of his size against the Nets team that was down bigs, and they didn't utilize him enough. I think that will come with time and more trust. And I honestly believe, Sparky, that at the end of the year, this guy's numbers are going to be double figures in scoring, pushing double figures in rebounds, and, you know, over a block per game. And the hope is that he develops. Now, you know, you never know. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't see 5 years into the future if this pick worked or not. But if he can set screens for Ja Morant to get around and then roll to the bucket, and we've seen it a few times already where Ja just lobs it up and there's nobody that's going to get it but Zach, that's a benefit for this team, because that replaces what you had somewhat in Steven Adams. Adams is obviously a little bit shorter and more athletic, but still a big body, set massive screens, and physically was imposing on teams down low, and that's what they're hoping Zach can kind of bring to the table.
Talking with Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. All right, I'll get you your Packers-Lions here on the way out. We were discussing this earlier about whether you play Love or you sit Love, knowing there's a bye week coming up, and then you have the second half of the year, including the Bears. You still get the Lions one more time, even though everybody, you know, looks at this as a must-win, because everybody figures you have to go through Detroit to win the division. Love practiced in the rain today, returned to practice with his groin issue. I say I'd rather sit him, make sure that knee is good over the course of the next 2 weeks, get him back to being fully healthy so he can be mobile and move and run, and this isn't a lingering problem all year long. What say you?
I think with the way they've started, I would sign on it. Did you mention another team in there? Didn't they lose a game on a Hail Mary where the ball like went off a defender's hands?
The Bears, after the bye week they got. Yeah, that guy.
We have a high school team that has that C on their helmet, and they're okay. I was wondering if they took the field for them on that last play.
Chicago Charlie, wild. Can you verify if that was a high school team out there or not?
That's basically what it looked like.
Like at said bar, they'll do something when anything happens, and they'll say, and the Bears still, you know what.
Suck. I'll say it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say it on your show without permission. I would sit him. I think this Lions team is loaded on the offensive end. Obviously, the loss of Aiden Hutchinson changes their complexion a little bit defensively, but to think you're going to sweep them, I think, would be a borderline arrogant. So knowing that it's a tough game, knowing your quarterback's banged up, drop the best game plan you can, see where the chips fall. If worst case, you end up into the bye week 6-3, get a healthy quarterback back. They can change plays, especially if you have a running game like at the end of the year they did with Aaron Jones, and now they do potentially with Josh Jacobs the way he looked against the Jaguars. Of course, it's the Jaguars, and they aren't playing very well either, but I would make sure that guy's healthy for the long run rather than try to just win one game before the bye week and then hope he gets healthy, because if something goes wrong, then you're going to be wondering what should we have done. And I like to be aggressive, but when it comes to a franchise quarterback, I might be a little more cautious.
He is Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Memphis Grizzlies. Eric, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Sparky, talk to you soon, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.